This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to the media ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Joseph Garner at 1210 M.W. Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message already in progress by Reverend Joseph Garner.
Serve him I'm still alive.
I am
working in the morning.
Ooh, I could have been
dead and gone.
Lord, you let me live on.
Oh, you let me live on.
I am
a living testimony. I thank the Lord I'm still alive.
I see miracles after miracles perform in my life. You kept having mercy on me. I didn't even deserve to be alive. As I faced dangers I couldn't see, you kept your angels around me. I thank you, Lord, I'm still alive. Whoa, I am
a living testimony.
Ooh, I could have been
dead and
gone. Lord, you let me live on.
I am
a living testimony. It caused my heart to bleed. Lord, I know it could have been me. And I faced dangers I couldn't see. You kept your angels around me. I thank you, Lord, for keeping me alive. Yeah, I am
a living testimony.
Come on, Mike, help me out.
Listen here. And I'm still alive. He woke me up early.
I'm still alive.
Early this morning.
I'm still alive.
He closed me
in. I'm still alive.
In my right mind.
I'm still alive.
That's enough to tell him thank you.
I'm still alive.
Tell him thank you right now. Because God, you've been good to me.
I'm still alive.
You gave me the activities of my
I'm
life.
Still alive.
And I can go on and tell somebody how good you've been to me.
I'm still alive.
And I thank you.
I'm still alive.
And I thank you.
I'm still alive.
Oh.
I thank you, Jesus. I'm still alive.
Jesus. Call and said, Jesus,
I'm still alive. I am a living testimony.
I could have been dead.
I could have been dead and gone.
Lord, you let me live on.
Lord, you let me live on.
I am.
Oh, yeah. A living testimony. I thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
I thank the Lord.
If you got something to be thankful for this morning,
thank you, Lord.
You ought to lift your hand and say,
thank you.
You ought to tell him, thank you.
I thank you, Lord.
And I thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Lord.
I could have been dead and gone.
I thank you, Lord.
Sleeping in the cold, cold grave.
I thank you, Lord.
Hey.
I thank you, Lord.
keeps on making a way for me. We bless him. Father, we thank you now for this preaching privilege, and God, we pray that you will speak a word into our hearts, and we thank you for that word now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. God bless you. Thank you, ushers. Amen, amen, amen. Love, 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 love. When God told me that the theme for today needed to be love, and in particular, his love for us, amen. There is a message that I know several of you have heard before, John 3:16, and God directed me to just rewrite it, rewrite the whole sermon, amen. God bless you. John 3:16, bless his name on today. And if I can be honest with you, this message really is for me, amen, amen. But the good news is that it's for you too. Hallelujah. What good is a message if it don't speak to the speaker? What good is a message if it doesn't minister to the messenger? Amen. John 3:16. Is there anybody here this morning who knows that the only reason that you're standing, the only reason that you're breathing, the only reason that you're thinking, the only reason that you're praising is because God has been good? Oh, that's my testimony this morning. Because when the enemy tried to take you out, tell your neighbor, God stepped in. When life knocked you down, God picked you back up. When you didn't even like yourself, God still loved you. If you know God has kept you, go on and just whisper, yes, sir, yes, sir. That's my God, that's my God, that's my God. Come on, that's my God. If you know him like that, come on. Now, if that's not your testimony, you just go on and be quiet. But there are two or three folk in here who will testify that if it had not been for the Lord, I said if it had not been for the Lord, oh, my, bless his name. Today we stand on one of the most familiar, most powerful, most life-changing verses in the whole Bible. A verse you learned in Sunday school. A verse you heard your big mama recite. A verse that can save you, it can fix you, it can strengthen you, and remind you who you belong to. Y'all, I'm talking about John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. My brothers and sisters, when you look at John 3:16, you're not just reading a verse. You're reading the heartbeat of heaven. You're reading the blueprint of salvation. You're reading the reason that you and I woke up saved this morning. For God so loved the world. Anybody glad that it doesn't just say that for God so loved perfect people? Anybody glad that it doesn't say for God so loved church folk? Or God so loved the ones who tithe on time and pray before breakfast? No, he loved the world. Can we think about the world for a moment since we're in the world? I'm talking about a broken world. I'm talking about a confused world. I'm talking about a doubting world. I'm talking about a sinful world. And that love, Lord have mercy, that love is wider than your worst mistake. It is deeper than your lowest fall. And it is stronger than your biggest fear. John said God didn't just talk about love. God didn't just sing about love. God didn't just post love on a Facebook wall. But God gave love. Nudge your neighbor and tell your neighbor love costs something. Come on, look at somebody and tell them that love sacrifices something. or where my folk who know what true love is all about. Love will move some things. Do I have any witnesses today? And God moved heaven toward earth when he gave his own son. That's why I don't play with this gospel. Because this gospel, y'all, saved my life. Am I by myself? This gospel put hope into my hopelessness. This gospel strengthened me when I was too weak to strengthen myself. This gospel picked me up, turned me around, and placed my feet on solid ground. And somebody in here this morning can testify I would not be here if God hadn't loved me through my mess. Am I the only one that has made it through some mess? I'm talking about mess that I created, but he didn't kick me to the curb. Come on, where are my folk who will testify he loved me through my mess? You see, John 3:16 is not just a verse. It's the greatest collection of greatness ever assembled in one sentence. Look at it. For God, the greatest being. So loved, the greatest emotion. The world, the greatest audience. That he gave, the greatest action. His only begotten son. Y'all, that's the greatest gift. That whosoever, that's the greatest invitation. Believeth in him is the greatest simplicity. Should not perish is the greatest escape. But is the greatest pivot. Have is the greatest assurance. Everlasting life is the greatest reward. Come on and thank God for the greatness contained in this one sentence. Because everlasting life, y'all, is not something you earn. It's something you inherit, not something you buy. It's something you receive. It is not something you chase. It's something that God hands you through his son, Jesus the Christ. And that's why I love it. I said, that's why I love it. I said, that's why I love it. Why, Pastor? Because he first loved me. Because, church, I haven't just read about the love of God. I'm standing here this morning as someone who has experienced the love of God. I felt it. I needed it more times than I can count. I can remember a season in my life when life had me stretched so thin, I didn't know whether to pray, cry, cuss, or just sit in silence. There were days I didn't feel strong enough to preach or teach. It seemed like every phone call was bad news. It looked like every bill came at the wrong time. And every plan that I made fell apart. Am I by myself? But it was in that moment when I didn't have strength. I said it was in that moment when I didn't have the answers, when I didn't have a plan, that God wrapped me in a love that I cannot explain. A love that whispered, you're still mine. A love that lifted me when I couldn't lift myself. A love that held me together when I was falling apart on the inside. And maybe you've been there too. Maybe you've had seasons when you smiled in public, but you cried in private. Maybe you've been there too when you encouraged people on Sunday but felt empty on Monday. Maybe you've been there too when you didn't feel loved, you didn't feel worthy, you didn't feel like you were good enough. But that's exactly when John 3:16 became personal to me. Are you glad this morning? God didn't wait for you to get it together. God didn't wait for you to clean yourself up. God didn't wait for you to qualify for love. No, God loved you first. God loved you anyway. God loved you in spite of. And I'll never forget a conversation I had years ago with somebody who'd been hurt deeply. They were contemplating taking their own life. They sat across from me in that office back there with tears rolling down their face, saying, I don't think anybody loves me. And I leaned into them and I said, you may not feel loved by people, but you are absolutely loved by God. And it was right in that moment that something broke, something healed, something opened up, because the awareness of God's love can do what no human touch can do. If you know he loves you this morning, give him praise. If you know he loves you this morning, give him praise. That's why this verse matters, because it reaches into hospital rooms. It reaches into broken homes. It reaches into weary hearts. It reaches into funerals and failures and fresh starts. It reminds us that God's love is not theoretical. It's personal. It's personal. It's personal. And some of you like me can testify, I heard my mama say he loved me. I heard grandma say he loved me. But it took on a whole new meaning when I came to the realization that God loves me, and I realize it for myself. Give him praise in this place. So when I preach John 3:16, I'm not preaching information. I'm preaching my own story. He's been love when I didn't feel lovable. He's been strength when I felt too weak to try. He's been peace when storms were raging in my mind. He's been joy when sorrow tried to steal my praise. He's been a keeper. I said he's been a keeper. I said he's been a keeper. And because God loved me then, and I know he loves me now, and I know that he will love me forever, I can stand on his word. I can trust in his power. I can rest in his promise. And if God so loved the world, then surely, my brothers and sisters, God loves you. I said, God loves you. He loves you today. He loves you. He keeps you. He holds you. He covers you. He lifts you. He restores you. Do you know him today? Do you know him today? Don't fool me now. Do you know him today? I'm talking about the stem of Jesse. I'm talking about the son of David. I'm talking about the seed of Abraham. I'm talking about Jacob's ladder. I'm talking about Jacob's well. I'm talking about the one they call Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. I said this the first time I preached this sermon. I said that to the electrician, I guess he's the light of the world. To the gardener, I guess he's the rose of Sharon. To the soldier, he is a battle axe in the time of war. I guess that to the astronomer, he's the bright and morning star. I guess that to the baker, he's bread in a starving land. Yeah. To the homeless,